Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India-Vietnam hold bilateral talks to further energize the comprehensive strategic partnership. Search and rescue operation for survivors continues in landslide-hit Wayanad. Death toll crosses 260. In Himachal Pradesh, 41 people go missing after cloudbursts and heavy rains. Supreme Court holds sub-classification within the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes is permissible. India summons Sri Lankan envoy to register protest over the death of an Indian fisherman in north of Kachchatiwu Island. And in Olympics today, Indian shooter Swapnil Kusle clinches third bronze medal for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi. In his press statements, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened and in the last 10 years. The relations have been given a shape of comprehensive strategic partnership.
पिछले एक दशक में हमारे संबंधों के आयामों में विस्तार भी हुआ है और इनमें गहराई भी आई है। पिछले 10 वर्षों में हमने अपने संबंधों को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप दिया है। हमारे द्विपक्षीय व्यापार में 85% से अधिक बढ़ोतरी हुई है। एनर्जी, टेक्नोलॉजी एवं डेवलपमेंट पार्टनरशिप में आपसी सहयोग में विस्तार हुआ है।
After the talks, both leaders virtually inaugurated Army Software Park at Telecommunications University in Nha Trang, Vietnam. It is a collaboration project between India and Vietnam. India has provided grant assistance of $5 million for the project. Both sides also signed and exchanged MOUs for cooperation in customs capacity building, agriculture research and education, maritime heritage, medicinal plants, and also in legal field. Prasar Bharati and Voice of Vietnam exchanged MOUs for cooperation in radio and television. Both sides also exchanged MOUs on credit line agreement and restoration of Meissen UNESCO World Heritage Site in Vietnam. The visiting dignitary was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi in the morning today. Mr. Modi received him at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Vietnam Prime Minister also paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. Prime Minister Chinh is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today. Mr. Chinh arrived in New Delhi on a three-day state visit to India on Tuesday. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. In Kerala, rescue workers are continuing search operations in Mundakai, Attamala and Churalmala areas in Wayanad district. Police sources said 260 persons have lost their lives so far, of which 99 bodies remain unidentified. 86 dismembered body parts have been recovered from the affected area. More from our correspondent.
Search operations are in full swing by the joint forces in the worst-hit Mundakai, Churalmala and Attamala region in Wayanad and in Chaliyar River. Police informed that the inquest proceedings of 260 people who lost their life in the disaster have been completed. 86 dismembered body parts were also recovered. Over 5,500 people were rescued from the region. There are currently more than 8,000 people in various relief camps in the district. The construction of the Bailey Bridge by the army at Mundakai is on the last leg. With the completion of the bridge, the rescue operation is expected to speed up. More machines have also been brought to the sites to speed up the rescue mission. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, after the all-party meeting in Wayanad, informed that all efforts will be done to find the persons and also appreciated the efforts of the rescue team, mainly the Indian Army. Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi will be visiting Wayanad today. Mayusha with reports from Arun Vincent from Wayanad for Akashvani News.
Senior Congress MP Shashi Tharoor today demanded from the government to declare the Wayanad landslides as a calamity of severe nature. Talking to media outside Parliament House, Mr. Tharoor said that he had written a letter to Home Minister Amit Shah in this regard. He said once the government declares it a natural calamity, then the parliamentarian can donate 1 crore rupees for relief and rehabilitation work under MP LAD's guidelines.
I have asked for it to be declared as a severe calamity because under the MP LAD's funds, any MP in India, not just from that area, can donate up to 1 crore for a natural calamity once the government so declares it. That's why I have asked for this to be done. I really hope the government will heed my request.
The Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today by Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai. The bill seeks to amend the Disaster Management Act 2005. It is aimed to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority and the State Disaster Management Authorities. It will empower the authorities to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The Disaster Management Act 2005 was enacted to provide for the effective management of disasters. The purpose of the Act was to put in place necessary institutional mechanisms for drawing up and monitoring the implementation of disaster management plans. The government has provided more than 15 crore tap water connections under the Jal Jeevan Mission scheme in the country. It is also encouraging people to use solar energy to minimize the bill of electricity needed for water connection. Replying to the supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, informed the House that a survey for more than 8,000 villages has been conducted in the country to assess the situation on clean water availability. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Himachal Pradesh, 2 people are dead and 50 people are reported missing due to a cloudburst incident and heavy rains in Shimla and Mandi districts. Talking to media, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu said the state government is taking all rescue and relief measures.
50 लोग मिसिंग है और 2 लोगों की डेड बॉडी को रिकवर कर लिया गया है. निश्चित रूप से एनडीआरएफ की टीम, एसडीआरएफ की टीम और हमारे डिप्टी कमिश्नर्स, एसडीएम सब घटनास्थल पर है. सुबह से हमारे रेवेन्यू मिनिस्टर लगातार मेरे संपर्क में है. अभी हमारी अधिकारियों की उच्च स्तरीय बैठक हुई है. सभी प्रकार के प्रबंध हमने करने के निर्देश सुबह रेवेन्यू मिनिस्टर के माध्यम से सभी डिप्टी कमिश्नर्स को दे दिए गए थे. सेना से भी मदद मांगी गई है और काफी नुकसान प्रदेश को अभी हुआ है.
The water level in the Bias River at Pandor Dam has crossed the danger mark and excess water is being released from the dam. The administration has issued warnings to the nearby areas to stay alert. More from our correspondent.
Heavy monsoon rains and cloudburst last night in Himachal Pradesh have caused significant damage. In the cloudburst incident at Jhakri in the Rampur sub-region of Shimla district, 36 people are still missing. Meanwhile, in the disaster that struck Tikkan near Paddar in Mandi district, 9 people are reported missing and 2 bodies have been recovered. Additionally, in the Manikaran Valley of Pullu district, the Parvati River's surge swept away a 4-story vegetable market building at Shat. The dam of Malana Power Project 1 burst, trapping 3 to 4 people on the project's ground floor, with a total of 10 people missing in the district. In response to all these incidents, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu held an emergency meeting at the State Secretariat in Shimla today.
Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and took stock of the situation arising due to cloudburst in the state. The Home Minister assured the Chief Minister of all possible assistance from the central government, including deployment of NDRF to help in the relief and rescue operations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall over entire country during the second half of the southwest monsoon season. The weather agency estimated normal to above normal rainfall over most parts of the country, except many parts of northeast, Ladakh, Saurashtra, Kutch, and some isolated pockets of central and peninsular India, where below normal rainfall is expected during the same period. Heavy rain lashed the national capital, Delhi, last night, which recorded more than 100 millimetres rainfall. IMD has forecast that light to moderate rainfall is likely to continue in Delhi till the 5th of August. In a landmark judgment, the Supreme Court today upheld the power of states to subclassify reserved category groups of the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, SCs and STs, into different groups based on their backwardness for extending the benefits of reservation. A 7-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, gave the judgment by 6-1 majority, overruling the 2004 E.V. Chinnaiya versus State of Andhra Pradesh judgment of the Apex Court. The 2004 ruling had held that subclassification of SC, STs is contrary to Article 341, which allows the President to prepare the list of SCs and STs. India today summoned the Sri Lankan envoy over the death of one Indian fisherman after a Sri Lankan naval vessel collided with an Indian fishing vessel. Ministry of External Affairs said the acting High Commissioner of Sri Lanka in New Delhi was called this morning by the Ministry of External Affairs and a strong protest was registered over the incident. India expressed shock and anguish at the unfortunate loss of life. The ministry said the Indian High Commissioner in Colombo will also raise the matter with the Sri Lankan government later today. MEA said government attaches the highest priority to the safety and security of the Indian fishermen. A collision was reported early this morning between a Sri Lankan naval vessel and an Indian fishing boat 5 nautical miles north of Kachathivu Island. Out of the 4 Indian fishermen who were on board the vessel, one unfortunately lost his life and another is missing. 2 of the fishermen have been rescued and brought ashore to Kankesanthurai. A search is ongoing for the missing Indian fishermen. On to sports. In Paris Olympics, Indian shooter Swapnil Kulse clinches 3rd bronze medal for India. Now, for more details, we go over live to our correspondent Shaurya, covering the event in Paris. Shaurya, what is the atmosphere in the Indian camp after this win?
Bonjour. The 3rd medal from shooting, truly a historic moment. Swapnil Kulse has also made history by becoming the first Indian shooter to bag a medal in the 50-meter rifle 3 positions event at the Olympics. It's a brilliant performance. It's his first Olympics as well. And on debut, he came back. Actually, he was not in the medal position since the start, but then after the 3rd position, he climbed to the 3rd position in the podium and the 3rd medal for India, all coming from shooting. And you know, these shooting events are taking place in the morning, so they're giving a lot of energy, a lot of good vibes to the other participants. There are loads of sports on today. Shoot, archery is there. Badminton, we have some very crucial matches. Boxing. And this will definitely energize the Indian contingent to strive for even better at these Olympics.
Thank you. Thank you, Shaurya, for this exciting news. In hockey, India scored first goal in second quarter against Belgium in a Group B stage match. India now leading 1-0 when reports last came in. Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today inaugurated the State Museum Conclave on the upcoming Yuge Yugin Bharat Museum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The 3-day conclave aims to deepen discussion on various aspects of the upcoming museum by stakeholders and provide their valuable insights to develop as a world-class museum. Our correspondent reports that more than 150 stakeholders, including 80 representatives of the State Museum, and universities across the country are participating in the conclave. Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said that India is now their largest market for artificial intelligence, AI, usage. In the second quarter earnings call, Zuckerberg said they are observing promising retention and engagement on the WhatsApp, and India has become their largest market for Meta AI usage. Meta AI is now available in Hindi and 7 other languages, including French and German. In India, Meta AI was launched last year but was made exclusively public for everyone in June this year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India-Vietnam hold bilateral talks to further energize the comprehensive strategic partnership. Search and rescue operations for survivors continues in landslide-hit Wayanad. Death toll crosses 260. In Himachal Pradesh, 41 people go missing after cloud bursts and heavy rains. Supreme Court holds subclassification within the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes is permissible. India summons Sri Lankan envoy to register protest over the death of an Indian fisherman in north of Kachathivu Island. And in Olympics today, Indian shooter Swapnil Kulsay clinches third bronze medal for India. And with that, we end the midday news.